Hey, everybody.
Welcome.
It's the Geek with Muscles.
Hey, everybody.
Geek with Muscles podcast.
It's about science, technology, spirituality, and something else.
I think I pushed the wrong button.
Welcome.
I think I pushed the wrong button. Yeah, whatever. And hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Geek with Muscles podcast. And please put your hands together for my co-host, the almost famous DJ George Jett.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, George. How you been?
I've been doing good. And enjoying the nice weather.
Yes, it's been beautiful here.
How you been?
I've been doing really good, thanks. You know, I've been working out a lot because of the weather. Like you said, it's nice. It's not too hot. And just enjoying the holidays. We got our tree up already, and we have to do our new holiday show.
I think we should, because we did have fun last year.
That was fun on Christmas Eve.
So, I heard a little bird tell me something that you've been working on. What are you working on, Mike?
Yes, I have a new endeavor, and that's the title of our show, from using technology for spirituality. And a lot of you may know that I'm a really spiritual guy. It's something I've been involved in since I was a little kid, and really exploring seriously, you know, for quite some time now. And as you all know, most people use Facebook to get together and communicate, but Facebook, it's getting more and more sinister. You know, we have,
yes, it is,
right? And they just changed the name.
Yeah.
To
what's the name?
Meta.
Sounds sinister.
Oh, that's the. There we go. That's a better
wrong
one.
Wrong button.
So now we have Meta. And Facebook isn't the best place to be running spiritual groups. And there's a lot of spiritual groups on Facebook. I belong to a lot of them. But Facebook is becoming increasingly low vibration, like low energy, low vibe. And you don't have to be into spirituality to know this, right? I mean,
You're right. I feel the same way, too. So I think if you're going to build something, you know, yourself, you have more control over it.
Right.
So what are you going to do? What are you doing?
So along those lines, what you just said, if you wanted something done right, you got to do it yourself. So I decided to make my own social media platform.
Hey.
Yes.
Congratulations, Mike.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, I just got tired of Facebook. And I said, and I have the technical knowledge, as do you, George.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing this sort of thing for decades and decades. And I decided, hey, you know what? I want to build my own social media platform that's based in spirituality, that other spiritual groups can come to, and they can create groups on the site and do the same thing they do on Facebook, except not on Facebook.
Right.
Without all those nasty tracking algorithms, without Facebook jail, you know, all those things. A lot of those Facebook's plugins and algorithms, and they falsely identify content, you know, as being bad, or people just want to get back at you and they report your post and you get put in Facebook jail.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you say something that they don't like, they'll report it, and then you go in Facebook jail, and then that stops the conversation.
Exactly. So I wanted to create a site where people felt safe to talk about the paranormal, spirituality, all that great stuff. And at the same time, you know, get rid of all the negativity, the nasty vibration associated with Facebook. So I just created my own platform. It's called digitalsoulspace.org.
And digitalsoulspace.org.
Yeah. And I'm running it literally on WordPress, which is WordPress is like a very popular platform for blogging. If you're listening to this website, you probably went to my blog, geekwithmuscles.com. You went through WordPress to get here. So being on WordPress was an easy shoo-in. It was like, oh, hey, we're going to use WordPress for this. But then I did research, and I found software called BuddyPress.
Okay.
And BuddyPress turns WordPress into a semi-social media sort of looking thing. So that was kind of cool, but it still wasn't there yet.
Got it.
Still wasn't there. So then I found this other plugin called Useify.
Okay. And what does that do?
It's like the closest thing to Facebook that you can freaking imagine. Even has more features than Facebook does. It's very user-friendly. It's cool as shit. It, you know, it's like
I'm liking it already.
Yeah, no, it's got literally over 700 options. It's going to sound like a commercial for Usify, but it's because I'm like Usified, right?
Right.
I'm like totally, that deserves a rim shot.
So basically what you did is you added all the plugins that make the application look like something they've seen before, like Facebook. So it's easy for somebody to get used to.
Exactly. And that's a lot of plugins because it's not only Usify and BuddyPress, it's forms, online forms to fill out, you know, user access control. So all this technology going into creating and facilitating spirituality.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh. Technology.
Damn, that's the wrong button again. Ooh. There we go.
That is kind of like the title of this.
right?
I've heard it.
Yeah. So it's very cool. I went through this whole entire process of, you know, getting
creating.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what the coolest thing about this is, George?
What's that?
Is that I kind of feel like everything I've done in my life as far as, I mean, even like since meeting you, we met each other. We were system operators of bulletin board systems, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, when I met you, I hadn't started my own BBS. You were the one who helped me start my own BBS.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You were one of the users on the bulletin board.
I was just a wee little user up in the middle of the night. And then this shining light came up to me, and it was named George. And
and a couple of years later.
A couple of 35, 30, no, almost 40.
Yeah.
Almost,
yeah, don't say that. Only a couple of decades.
Only a couple of decades later.
Yeah, a couple of decades later.
Yeah, but it's really cool because this website allows me to do everything I like, from videography to creating to managing technology to art. I mean, everything. Everything that I'm good at.
Right.
I'm able to put into this photography. I mean, you name it. Everything I love to do.
So how does somebody access this?
So they go to digitalsoulspace.org and they fill out the new user registration form.
Okay.
And they fill it out and then we take a look at it. We just make sure that it's a right fit for you depending on your answers and what you're into and stuff like that. And then we create an account for you. We send you an email, which usually goes into your spam folder.
Okay. So,
and then that's it. You're a member of the site. And you can go on and you can post and learn from others. And it was just a really interesting journey, technology-wise, spiritual-wise, you know, doing all these things to bring this whole entire site together. And
I like this.
Yeah, it's a very cool concept.
It's a nice, it could be a tight community and you know, once it starts getting traction, right? Because you got to get traction on it now. So,
exactly.
What do you got to do? Like market it somewhere?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because part of spirituality is relying on the universe, right? And relying on the universe to kind of do some of the heavy lifting. And that's kind of where we are right now. You know, we're brand new. We have our official soft opening on January 1st. And so we're kind of like, and on January 1st, I'm going to let some of my beta testers start inviting their own friends and family into the site. And we're kind of starting off small and expanding slowly. I got all the time in the world. It's a free site. There's, you don't have to pay for it. I'm doing all the heavy lifting there. And that was part of the journey, by the way, is finding a hosting company to host this website, because you want to do something that's as fast as Facebook, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So you can't get your standard WordPress like blog package because that's slow as hell. Like,
right.
So I had to spend some serious
Buku.
Oh, like Buku bucks?
Yeah. Buku bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's part of it.
You know? You got your own server. What you're trying to say.
I got it's almost my own server. It's dedicated resources.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I got dedicated resources. I got 6 cores, you know.
You don't have to get technical.
I don't. Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to.
Is that? I got 32 megabytes upgrade.
32 megabytes of RAM. y'all go to hell in a handbasket. But we're yeah, so not to get technical, but I have my own dedicated resources in the cloud. So the site flies. It really flies. Yeah, no. And that was a really important part of this, is making sure that the, you know, the person, the user experience is good. Because you don't want to be waiting. You don't want it to feel like a 2400 baud modem.
No.
No.
No. Obviously, people are going to say, what the hell is that?
Nobody knows what a modem is. No. Nobody knows.
No. You lost like 99.9% of our audience right now.
Yeah, I know. I asked. I told a coworker of mine something the other day, and I realized they had never heard of this.
No.
And they didn't know what it was.
I use it as a Bitcoin.
She is it as a Bitcoin?
Yeah, they don't know.
So yeah, what was it that I said to my coworker the other day? And they were like, they had no. Oh, a blue light special.
Oh wow, they don't know what blue light special means.
Nope, my coworker is 26. Oh, yeah, no. Has no idea what a blue light special is.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
And he looked at me funny, and I go, "Oh, wait a second, you don't know what a blue light special is." And then my other coworker says, "Oh, that's right. He doesn't know." Yeah. My other coworker's 60, so she knew and I knew, but he did not know.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I went to trivia yesterday, and one of the questions were, and I know I'm getting off the topic, but the question was, what matches these three words? Stamp, thumb, and there was another one. I can't remember what it was. So what color would go with those two things?
Blue?
No, green.
Green. Oh, green thumb, green stamps. Oh.
Right. So it's green stamps, green thumb, and there was another one that's something else. I can't remember what it was, the other green thing. But we had a 30-year-old that did not know what a green stamp was.
S&H green stamps, remember?
Yeah.
I love those.
She's like, what's that?
I love
green stamps. Oh, you never heard of a green stamp? She goes, no. So, we got to be careful what we say.
We do have to be careful.
We can't be cloning things from two decades ago.
It's true. So, yeah. So, it's been a very cool journey. You know, we've gone and grown. And I've been up till the wee hours of the night, till like 2 and 3 in the morning coding this. But it's been absolutely pure joy. Because right. I really feel like this is something I need to do. And that needs to be done. And so, yeah, if you're interested, if you want to log into the site, just go to digitalsoulspace.org, fill out that form, and we'll get you in there. And you can start moving off of Facebook when it comes to spiritual sort of information.
Now let me ask you this, Mike. On the program, when you say program, it's not really it's a program. It looks like Facebook on your phone, right?
Correct. On your phone, like on your PC, yes.
Got you. So you go to that website on your phone using Safari or Google or whatever it is that you use.
Right.
You log in, you get the user ID and password and all that good stuff, which is basically your credentials to get in. And then what happens? What happens when you're inside? What do you see?
So the first thing you see is actually your own profile, your own user profile. Because if you have email messages, if you have any sort of notifications, you're going to see those right away the minute you log in. So just like Facebook, that you'll get the little thing. Oh, somebody tagged you, because you can tag people in posts. I mean, this thing's so much like Facebook.
And
it's incredible.
Can add friends.
Can add friends. You can give friend requests.
Oh.
Yeah, you can tag people, like I said.
So it's technically Facebook.
It's almost Facebook.
Almost Facebook. What about like forums? Is there like a specific forum, a group?
Yeah, there's groups. So people can go in there. They can create their own group. And if you create your own group, then you're the moderator of that group. So you're in charge of the content of that group.
Nice.
One of the things I don't prevent in the site and is self-promoting. A lot of times you go into spiritual websites, and because spirituality is a lot of people have spiritual-based businesses. It's kind of competitive, for lack of a better term. So they don't like people self-promoting. But since I'm not charging for this site, it's not a business. It's just.
Right. So don't go in there and start saying, call this number if you want.
No, you can actually. That's the thing, is that if you want to run your own little business on this site, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. One of the differences between this site and, you know, if you want to say, hey, I'm a psychic, I do readings for $30 or whatever you charge. That's fine. I have no problem with that. So,
right, but the point of having a site like this is not just for somebody to log in and put their ads in and start basically spamming.
Exactly.
and saying, hey, for $30, I'll do your reading. You want them to engage in that forum.
Correct. In the different groups. Yeah.
There's different groups and talk and learn.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And educate, obviously.
Yeah. Because we have different people. Like, spirituality isn't just one thing, right? Like, you have people who identify as pagan. You know, they see the earth and nature as a religion. So that those people would be called pagan or neo-pagan. And then you have some people that take it a step further, and maybe that would be considered witchcraft even. And then, you know, then you have people that consider higher consciousness, that sort of thing, even aliens as higher consciousness. So then it kind of gets, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of people into spirituality also believe in extraterrestrial intelligence mixed in with spirituality. So that's even another group.
There's a lot of different tastes and modifications and variations.
It's limitless. I mean, literally, I mean, limitless. So this is the safe space for you to discuss all those things and not have anyone think that you're strange, and not scrolling through like your personal feed. And you're like, oh, look, someone's saying, you know, something positive about, you know, embracing your day and starting something. And then the next post is something about, you know, people torturing animals or something. You know, it's, you know, on Facebook, that's the thing. It's very noisy.
Right. It is noisy. Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting 1,000 different opinions on 1,000 different topics.
Each section would be moderated by the person who created the group.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can, you know, we do have a terms of service agreement and a guideline. So, of course, you can't bully or harass anybody. I don't think it's appropriate for people to discuss politics on the main feed. But if you want to do it in your own group, that's fine. But on the main social feed, just like Facebook has a main social feed, which would be your timeline or your wall or whatever you want to call that. We have one, too. And then you have your subgroups, which people create on their own. And like I put in the terms of services agreement, if you want to have a group dedicated to dragons and electing a dragon as president, then go for it.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, you can do it in your group. Yeah, so people, there's something for everybody. And
I like this.
Yeah, right. And you know what? Something I did, George, that I miss from the 80s, from the days of BBSing and everything. You know what I really miss? Yeah.
BBSing, by the way, guys, bulletin board systems.
Thank you for... Bulletin board systems, used to dial into them with a modem.
Yeah, before the internet.
Before the internet. We were the...
Not popular. Let me clarify that. Well, before... BBS was around before the internet got popular.
Yes.
Because I said that before once and somebody corrected me.
Oh, yeah.
The internet's been around for a long time, but it wasn't open to the public.
It was only to colleges. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I think 1960-something was the birth of the internet. Yeah. 65 or 68. Yeah.
Yep.
So bulletin board.
So what's the feature? What's the feature that you had back in the day that you don't have now?
Online chat.
Mm.
I think that used to be so popular in AOL. Do you remember AOL?
Yeah.
I used to love chat rooms in AOL.
I did. You know, wow. I really honestly forgot about that.
Yeah. And that's something I always enjoyed.
Yeah.
So we have online chat rooms. Our chat rooms are spiritual based, though. So, I mean, if you want to talk about everything from witchcraft to fairies to psychic healing, we got a chat room for it. So, so we have online chat rooms, and that's something that I desperately missed from the old days. So, we have chat rooms.
I like that because, you know, everybody has different, you know, times of day that they're awake or whatever. You know, you could be either awake in the morning or you could be one of those late nighters. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're bored and you're like, okay, I'm going to log in the chat room. And someone is usually there. You know, you used to have, you know, hundreds of people.
Right.
But you would scroll through and say, oh, I want to choose this chat room, you know, programming or design or whatever it was. And you meet so many people.
You do. And you know what
the best thing? Missing now.
It is. And you know what the best thing about a chat room is?
What?
People want to chat. That's why they're there.
Right.
It's right. Different.
It's engagement.
It's they're waiting to be engaged. And the problem with like Facebook is people that are chatting with you never want to chat with them.
Right. You're either in a group or you're like in a weird group, which is really not a true chat, or you're just in a timeline.
Right. And the thing is that, you know how you get people say, don't send me direct messages. Don't send me direct messages.
Right.
And it's because you don't want to chat. But when you want to chat with somebody on Facebook,
you should be able to go somewhere and just click on chat and see the 30, 40, 50, 100 people that are in the chat rooms.
That are looking to chat. Yeah. And
I like that.
And the thing about it, too, is that the topic is already set. So it avoids that, too. So you're not,
right.
Hey, what's up? Oh, did you see the new movie? Oh, no, I'm here because I want to talk about Reiki healing,
right?
For example.
And if you wanted to say, hey, there's a new movie out of whatever, and you create your own chat room, then you sit there and wait until somebody joins in.
Yeah, well, people can't create their own chat rooms just yet, but there's, that's okay. But there's a general chat room. There's a general chat room. So they, for general stuff, you know?
Yeah.
If it doesn't fit in any other categories, you go there.
Nice.
And yeah. And you know, the talking about that I just mentioned about Reiki healing, we actually have a chat room called Real Time Reiki. And this is interesting because a lot of people,
I thought she wasn't around anymore.
Oh my God.
No?
So for people that are familiar with Reiki, it's energy healing.
Hmm.
Okay. So you can see someone in person and do energy healing, usually done with the hands.
Okay.
And it's placing of hands on people to help heal or you know, treat illness or whatever. And it's not ever, and we emphasize this on our site, it's not ever a substitute for science or medical advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that this is through, is it a video feed?
Because of the way Reiki works.
How does that work? Yeah, please explain.
Okay, so if you follow Reiki, it's all about energy healing, right?
Okay.
So with that being said, there's a whole group of people that do what's called remote Reiki.
Got it.
So it's literally them going into a meditative state and connecting to your energy as a person, finding out what sort of things are wrong, and then shifting that energy. Now, this is the really cool thing about it. If you've ever been to acupuncture, acupuncture's all about shifting your energy through your nerve endings. Like the needle literally alters the chi in your body. And when you go to an acupuncturist, they'll tell you all about chi, which is the energy force in your body.
Yeah.
So that's what acupuncture helps do. It helps adjust your chi. Well, a Reiki specialist can connect to you remotely, just like the internet, right? And alter your energy and relocate it. And so we had this very cool, interesting event happen last weekend where we had Reiki healers in our Reiki chat room and people that required healing. And the Reiki people went into a meditative state, connected to these people, and were sensing energy blocks. And I have to tell you that some of the people in that room were like, wow, they were spot on. And it wasn't just physical ailments that they were connecting to. It was emotional. And it was pretty fascinating. I had never sat in on a remote Reiki session. And I will tell you, it took 2 hours to do two people. I was blown away. I didn't realize how involved it was.
Yeah.
And it turns out the chat room was an ideal thing for it because everybody could like go into this meditative state and then just get like updates.
Got it.
Like, okay, I'm sensing this. And then you just wait. And the person doing the healing is sending little updates. And then another person in the room sending there what they're sensing. It was freaking cool as shit. I was blown away. Yeah. So I was really happy when we did that last weekend because I was like, wow, this is what I want to see on a regular basis. You know, I want to see the site be a platform where people feel comfortable, you know, doing that sort of thing. And again, not having to deal with all the noise of Facebook.
The noise of Facebook.
And the negativity. Facebook's just way too negative.
Yeah. I like this. So you're going to have a soft open at the beginning of the year. And right now you're beta testing. So you have people logging in, making sure things are working properly.
Yeah. So
adding features.
We're adding features. We just actually wrapped up sort of like our official beta test. So we're sort of almost letting people in right now. So if you do fill out a new user registration form, you're going to be let into the site.
Got it.
But
give the address again.
DigitalSoulSpace.org.
Right. And .org is kind of like a .com, but you just don't put .com, you put .org.
Yeah, I actually own all of the .org, .net, .com of that domain name.
Got it.
But I picked the .org because I wanted to really reinforce.
That's an organization.
It's an organization. It's a group of people coming together to, you know, discuss and experience spirituality, no matter what modality they right. choose to follow.
And eventually you're going to have, you know, down the line, obviously, you know, user supported, kind of like a wiki.
Yeah. Something you like know, that. Yeah, right. absolutely. We'll figure it out when it comes right. up. But that's
when you get to that point.
Yeah. It's so cool because this is all a journey and I'm just having the time of my life putting it together.
I think this is a great, great platform. And the other thing that you mentioned, the other thing that we never really had. We used to have back in the bulletin board days were GTs.
Get-togethers.
So this would even be a nice thing to do get-togethers in different states. And a GT is a get-together.
Yes, and absolutely. And that's something that spiritual groups already do on Facebook. A lot of people may not be aware of that having a retreat of some sort, they call it a retreat.
Like
a spiritual retreat is something that a lot of spiritual groups on Facebook already do. And they get together and they'll spend a weekend together somewhere and get to meet each other in person and get to learn. And there's usually some sort of schedule of events. Some of these retreats get a lot of attention and a lot of people going and a lot of intense instruction and that sort of thing. That'd be cool if that sort of thing happened in the future. I would love it. But for now, it's a platform for everybody to explore and, you know, get rid of that constant back end negative vibration coming from traditional social media platforms.
Well, Mike, congratulations.
Thank you so much, George. I so appreciate it. It was very interesting and definitely, you know, surprising. I didn't realize it was something I could actually do and put together and pull off. And everything just fell into place so easily from software, from vendors, from everything, solutions. Every time I encountered a problem, I have met some of the nicest people and the level of support I have received technically, like from my hosting company, hosting ER, from the owners of Usavi, you know, getting support from them. Amazing. Visit us and we'll wrap up the show. But I really just wanted to let people know about the site, but I also wanted to let them know that if you ever have this impulse to do something that you think is above you, do right. it anyway.
Right.
And that's another point I wanted to hit home with this. Don't ever let anything hold you back.
Right. And I think that would be also a great podcast for us to talk about how to build a business. Any business that you might have on the internet, especially with all the tools that's available to you. And we can probably go into little tricks and things on how to get things done the right way.
Absolutely. And George, you're really good at that.
Yeah, we can definitely do a show about that.
Definitely. Well, this has been fun, George. Cool. And George, where can we find you when we're looking for you?
Let's see. You can find me at Facebook. And you can go to facebook.com/360mix, or you can type in DEEJAY. That's DJ George Jet. That's double T on the jet. Or you can see me at youtube.com/360mix.
And there you go. And that wraps things up. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you for our 2021 holiday show coming up real soon on the Geek with Muscles podcast. Have a great night, everybody.
Woohoo!
Thanks for listening.
You can find more of me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and geekwithmuscles.com.
We absolutely loved having you.
I think I pushed the wrong button.